Hello guys, in this lesson I'll be talking about access control and intrusion detection system as a kind of factors that affect physical security. So I'll be talking on these two things and how they affect physical security. The first one is access control. When you talk about access control, what does it actually mean? These are the measures a security or the owner of an organization takes to ensure who gets what or who gets access to a particular physical space. You know, when a user is not accepted in a particular office, he doesn't have the key or the access to that particular office. And this is how this is just a simple explanation of access control. So one of the measures that are being used to prevent easy access to a particular physical building is the use of dogs or guards or keys, you know. But most hackers actually have ways to manipulate some of those things. And as an ethical hacker, you need to take note. There are some keys that are easily manipulated using picking kits, you know. So you need to take note of that so that you don't get maliciously involved in attacks. Another one I want to talk about is the intrusion detection system. This system is used to detect an intrusion into a particular physical building, one of which is a motion detection system and the CCTV. The most used is the CCTV. You know, it's a camera that is installed in various locations within a physical building that enables a security man somewhere else to observe the movement of people in that particular physical building. Some of these CCTV cameras are web-based or internet-connected. And these cameras could also have black spot, that is a spot where that is not visible, where the security man cannot see. And this CCTV can also be hacked. It can be hacked in a way that the hacker controls what the security man sees, you know. So all these are what you need to take into consideration, you know, when installing most of these things so that you don't get hacked. I'm going to stop here. Thank you for listening.